Kennedy, February 10th, 2000. The man's strange silver eyes were wide and slightly wild, his curling black hair clinging to his sweat-dampened brow. No, not a man. He's barely more than a kid. A mature-looking, muscular 18-year-old, but an 18-year-old nonetheless. I planted my elbows on the metal table, leaning into his personal space, where he sat in the hard-back chair across from me. The interrogation room should be enough to intimidate him, but I made sure to add a touch of extra menace. He might seem distressed, but he was far from innocent. "It's Smith, right? Smith James?" I asked, already knowing the answer. "Why don't you explain to me why you decided to turn yourself in? Start from the beginning." His large hands clenched to fists where they rested on the table, and his eyes darkened with pain. "I killed my father." My brows rose. I hadn't been expecting that. "While I appreciate your honesty, that's a matter for the police, not the FBI," I told him. "I'll take you over to the police station." I shifted to stand, but he held out a hand to forestall me. "Wait," he ordered gruffly. "There's more. I've been dealing meth for the Pagans. I want to give evidence against them." My brows climbed higher. This was getting interesting. The boy worked with the One Percenter Motorcycle Club, and he wanted to inform on them? That suited me just fine. I could use a win. "And why would you do this?" I pressed. "Why turn on them?" His eyes hardened, glinting like steel.
"Because they beat my father to death."
"I thought you said you killed him." His lips twisted.
"I might as well have. I didn't stop them."
I crossed my arms over my chest. "I asked you to start at the beginning. Explain." He drew in a deep breath, but his gaze was steady on mine.
"6 months ago, I was supposed to start at Johns Hopkins. I didn't go to class. Instead, I took the money my parents had given me to live off for the school year and bought a bike. I started working at Slim's Garage to earn a living. The guys at the shop are part of a small biker gang. They work for the Pagans dealing meth. I joined up so I could earn more. It was easy money."
His hands trembled slightly, and I began to suspect that he was sweating for more than just nerves. He needed a fix.
"A little over a month ago, my dad showed up at the garage. He'd found out I'd ditched school and tracked me down. I threw the first punch. I couldn't have my daddy scolding me in front of my brothers."
His square jaw tightened as he ground his teeth.
"They took it further. They beat him, and he ended up in the hospital. He died a couple days later. I only found out yesterday. My mom came to tell me. She..."
He cleared his throat, blinking hard.
"Anyway, that's when I decided to turn myself in."
He tilted his chin at me in a clear challenge.
"Now, what are you going to do about it?"
Despite his apparent grief, the kid obviously had a domineering nature. It grated against my own. But I knew a thing or two about needing a second chance, so I suppressed my annoyance. My struggle with alcoholism after the death of my own father had been forgiven by my mentor, Gregory Bennett. So, yeah, I could always use a win. Even 3 years later, I still felt the need to prove myself. And here the kid was, offering me the opportunity to do just that. "All right," I responded after a moment's consideration. "Tell me what you know. I'll talk to my boss about giving you a reduced sentence in exchange for your testimony." He paled at the implication of jail time, but he swallowed hard and visibly braced himself to continue his confession. Despite being a junkie and a fuck-up, Smith James was a brave man.
"One of our guys and his girlfriend cooked the meth," he told me. "They give it to us, and we split it with the Pagans."
"Why don't you keep it for yourselves?" He regarded me levelly, as though I was being especially slow on the uptake.
"You don't say no to the Pagans. Besides, we're an extended part of their club. You don't turn on your brothers."